Bahai, begin to thank the Lord for today. Kali zala bahai. I will praise you, Jesus. Kali brakata bahai. I will thank you more and more. You have brought me again into a new week. You have been my rock and my salvation. You have been the God in whom I trusted. Thank you for being the banner over me. You are my banner. You are my glory. You are my shelter from the storms of life. You are the lifter of my head. You have been my shield and my buckler. You have not allowed the scorching sun to crush me. I have not been burnt by the challenges of life. Yes, there have been fierce battles. Yes, there have been fierce challenges. Yes, you have tried to fight your way out. You have faced the bear and the lion, the dragons, but God has not allowed them to swallow you. Begin to bless him. Begin to thank him. Begin to appreciate him. He is your father. He is your father. He cares about you. Rakata balande kelizi la kabayanta. Rabokoto sila bababa. You are my greatest reward. You are my treasure. Ekabaraskete lebrekete zila bababa. My secret place where I find strength. You are my secret place where I find help. You are my everything. My joy giver. Where can I go from your presence? To whom can I turn for help if not you? I look up to the hills, from where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. It comes from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. You will not leave me. You will not forsake me. You will not abandon me. I thank you, Jesus. From the depth of my inside, I thank you. I thank you for my second chances. I thank you, Lord, for making a way, Lord, where there seems to be no way. When I failed, when I fell short of your glory, when I disgraced your honor, where I forsook you myself, Lord, I threw in the towel, yet your love never changed it. Your love remained constant. You always welcomed me with an outstretched arm back into your fold, back into your love. Thank you for your warm, loving embrace. Please find a reason to bless God. You were there in the midnight hour where I cried and cried and sighed my bed. You wiped my tears away. Indeed, my joy came like the breaking of a new day. I thank you because my hope is not crushed. I thank you because my hope is in you. I thank you because you are my firm foundation. Yes, Lord, I face the dragon and the bears and the lion. But you shut their mouths from causing me pain. You shut their mouths from devouring and eating me. You did not let my enemies to triumph, to laugh. You did not make my enemies to praise and dance because they won. Lord, you did not make me a prey, a slave, a finished one before my enemies. I thank you, Lord. When my enemies shaved my hair, you made me grow back my hair. My hair grew back again. You may not have gathered all the money that you lost. Your business may not have bounced back. Your marriage may not be as strong, but I tell you, you are not where you used to be. You are not the same person, hopeless, broken, dejected, and rejected. You are not the same person who has been crushed. You are not the same sick person. You are not the same disorganized mind. You are not the same disorganized mind. I tell you, you have moved from where you used to be. Yes, you have moved and you are still moving. Thank God for movement. Thank God that you are not where you used to be. Thank God you are not the same old you. You have learned a new lesson. You have gained wisdom. You have gained understanding. Standing, you have gotten strength. I give you glory. Men laughed at you. They found you to be a nobody. They mocked at you. They cursed at you. Some left you for dead. But I tell you, you didn't die. You are not where you used to be. Give God praise. You are coming closer to your breakthrough. You are coming coming closer to your glorious place. You are coming to your well-watered garden, to the place of honor. Your family is rebuilding again, gaining more. Rame Kali Kayanda. Find a reason, I say, please, to praise God. Fill your room. Fill where you are with the praise of God. Let your heart burst out with praise. He said to those he healed, Jesus healed the leprous men, 10 of them. He says, where are the 9? Only one came back to say thank you. Because you have come back, I make you whole. Yes, they receive healing, but not wholeness. But when I heal, I can make whole. I make you whole. I make you whole. I heal you and I make you whole. Rabban kata zelebekete zila bahai. Ekabolan kata yada. I make you whole. I make you better. I complete you. I heal you completely. I make you whole. Rabban kata zila bahai. Sister Susan, please put your volume on mute. Rakete zika tabahai, ekalande kete zelebekete, ibaraska tabayan tabai, elembron koto salabahai, lekete sunka taya kaya, I make you whole, ekabaranka taya, I make you better, I give you glory, I wipe your tears away. When you praise God, when you thank God, when you appreciate Him for what He has done, when you recognize the great in your life, when you recognize the shift and the change of a season, when you recognize even something you can say is small, it's not small because it's a disguised blessing. You must learn to come back with a thank you. That thank you can make you whole. Akalanda katabai. Wholeness is in the realm of God. He can heal you, but He can make you whole. He can bless you, but He can make you whole. You can have money, but you can be made whole. Ikabaran katabai. 9 came no more. They didn't come back with an appreciation to God. But one said, I recognize I'm no longer leprous. I recognize something has shifted. I recognize my body has been renewed. This is the doing of God. I see His finger in my life. I can see God changing my story. I went to bed with a stomach full. I've had food in my storehouse, even a leftover. Somebody told me I'm pretty. Somebody called me for an advice. Somebody sees my worth. Indeed, God is showcasing me. Please return back with a thank you. Lekabalankatai. He will make you whole. Ekabaraskata. There is no small thing God is doing. Lebrankataya gakatai. It is a blessing in disguise. It is a glory in disguise. It is an honor in disguise. It is an upliftment in disguise. Promotion in disguise. You need to see every handwork of God for your glory, for your restoration, for your wholeness, for your becoming. He's beautifying someone. He's beautifying somebody. Do it again and again, oh God. Let it come more. Say, Father, do more in my life. Do more in my family. Do more for my children. Do more for me, oh God. Let there be more. Kabarakatakatai. Do more, oh Lord. Lebrenkete zila bababai. More, more, more. Kayanda katai. Ekalanda katai. I see your hand at work. Do more. Rakata lebekete. I see your hand at work. Oh Lord. Do more for me. Do more for me. Do more for me. Rakata lakatai. Do more for me. Rekete zila baba baba baba. Let there be more happening in my family. I thank you for where I am. It's not where I used to be. But Lord, I know you can do more. Mekali katai abaraskete. I know you will do more. I know it's in the plan for my life. I know it's in the blueprint. It is in my destiny. I am not settling for less. I am not remaining here. I will not throw in the towel. More glory is coming. More lifting is coming. More laughter is coming. More grace is coming. More blessing. More abundance. Nekabalakata. Kindly put your volume on mute. Rakete zilabai. Let there be an overflowing. Do more. Kabaraskete bahai for my husband. Let there be more breakthrough. Let there be more peace. Let there be more laughter. Let there be more lifting. Do more for my children. Do more in my marriage. Lekabalanda katai. Oh Lord, I thank you for where I am. I thank you for where I used to be. I have graduated, but I am not settling for here. Lord, there is more in the blueprint of my life. There is more according to your will for my destiny. There is more in the womb of my destiny. My Father, my God, bring it to pass. Accomplish great things for me. Bring it to pass. Accomplish great things for my husband. Bring it to pass. Accomplish great things for me. Lord, let there be an overflow. Do more great things. Do more new things. Do more lasting things. Do more fantastic, glorious things. What eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not been put into the hearts of men, such are the things you say you would do according to your word. Do it, O Lord. Lembalanga dayadai. Do it, O God. Rambe kaluka langa katai. Do it, my Father. You are the God that can do it. No man can do new things. No man can do great things. No man can expand another. Enlarge my coast. Labrankatali baladai. Expand my horizon. Labronkoto zilabai. Take me, Lord, from foolishness to the realm of honor, to the realm of wisdom. Ekabalandaya. Announce me, Lord. Lekalibrankai. When men laugh at me and they say nothing good will come out of me. My Father, make me, Lord, the light, the shining star in my family, in my compound, in my organization, where I belong. Lembranka lidaya. Showcase your glory in my life. Showcase your honor in my life. Make me a signpost. Make me a signboard of a lifted life, of a decorated life. Ekalandaya. Give me a big comeback, a loud clap back. Rakataladai. Poverty has beaten my family. Poverty has beaten me. Ekalandalai. It seems like I have no helper. It seems like I have no God. But my Father, arise, Lord. Give me a big comeback. Give me a big comeback. May I bounce back bigger and better than what I was 8 years ago, than what I was 4 years ago. When that situation hit me, Lord, give me, Lord, a bigger, a better bounce back testimony. Make me, Lord, change my story. Lift me up. Announce me. Please put your volume on mute. Rakata landa katai. Lembrankoto zila dayadai. Lift my head. I thank you for where I used to be. I thank you for where I am. But I thank you for a future you promised. I wait for that future. I cry out for that future. My yesterday cannot be as better as my future. It cannot be better. I refuse to dwell in the past. That is a word for someone. Do not dwell in the past. Do not dwell in regret. Do not dwell in crying. Do not dwell in shame. Your future is more glorious. They thought they plagued you. They thought they took from you. They thought they left you for death. You too, you are believing it. Akalina kaladai. But I tell you, there is a glory coming. Labrankata labaya. There is a laughter coming. Ramben kalidaya. There is a lifting coming. Rakayadai. You better believe it. You better thank God for it. You better agree with God. You better stay alive for it. You better press on for it. You better struggle for it. Push the barriers.
push the obstacle. That lying spirit lying to you, saying nothing good will come out. It is a lie from the pit of hell. They want to derail you from your honor. They want to derail you from your abundance. They want to derail you from your laughter. But you, by all means, you will not listen to the voice of the devil. I shut every lying voice, every wagging tongue, every deception from hell. Say you are not good enough. Saying this is your end. You will have no help. You will receive no help. You will have no growth. You will have no growth. No man will come to your rescue. Look at how ugly you are. Look at how battered you are. What kind of school did you go to? Are you not so dull? Lenda kayada. People are just shooting you anyhow. Rambelandaya. But I bring you good news in the name of the Lord. Your destiny will be accomplished. You will see testimony with your very eyes. God that has begun this good work, I hear God say, I will finish that which I have started. I have not brought you to make you to be abandoned. I have not given you life to abandon you here. If it were so, you would not have come. But there is still a plan in the womb for destiny for you. Your destiny will be great. It will be loud. Your bounce back will be loud. They said they took from you, ran there, kelida katai. But I come with a good news. Whatever was taken cannot be compared with your future. Kindly put your volume on mute. Rakatai. A glorious future is awaiting you. A glorious future is awaiting you. Kindly put your volume on mute. Rande kaladai. My future is bigger. My future is better. My future is glorious. My future is brighter. Rakaladakatai. Rebende kete. Abalande kete. Glorious future. Better future. They took it from you, but a bigger, better is coming. A bounce back is coming. A louder is coming. Ayadaladai. You will clap back. Your blessing will overflow. Put your volume on mute, I beg you. Rakataladayada. Put your volume on mute. Raketeli zalanda kata. Rabanda kata yada bahai. My future is glorious. My future is bigger. My future is brighter. Eka lamba riskete. I bounce back bigger and better. Eka balanda katai. I bounce back bigger and better. Lo bronko toshila talata. I bounce back bigger and better. Rankeli dayadai. Bounce out of darkness. Bounce out of failure. Bounce out of sadness. Now in the name of Jesus, shake off the hold of darkness. Every chain they have caged you with that is making you doubt yourself, break out now and break loose. I bring you good news in the name of the Lord. Your future is glorious. Your destiny is brighter. You are a step closer to what you have been praying for. Don't chicken out. Don't give up. Don't chicken out. Don't give up. Don't chicken out. Don't give up. Wipe your tears away. God is not through with you. God is not done with you. This is not the end of the matter. This is not the end of your story. Don't close your chapter that God has not closed. Don't close the book. Do you know what is in the last page? That is your page of victory. Live again. Pray again. Worship again. Dance again. I call you blessed. I call you favored. I call you victorious. I call you a champion. Every negative label upon your life, I tear it now. That is not your representation. Neither is it your identity. You are called to be above. And above will you be. And above will you rule from. Above will you reign from. Now in the name of Jesus, come out from dejection. Come out from sadness. Come out of defeat. Lamene kulataya. Lo bronko tozilai. I separate you by fire from failure, from shame, from pity party, from weariness. I separate you right now from every form of depression. It is cut off your life. I don't care if you did not finish school, but I'm announcing to you, in the womb of your destiny is shining, is brightness, is treasure, it is gold, it's a marriage, it is children, and it is victory. Only good I see for the plans of God concerning you. There are plans of good and not of evil to give you a future and an expected end. Can you put your volume on mute? Rakata landa katai, robon koto zilata yadai, rakata lande kete kayai. My Father, my God, I hold on to the horn of the altar. I hold on to my breakthrough. I hold on to the prophecies over my life, where it is written of me in the volumes of the book, that I am above and not beneath, that I am the head and not the tail. I hold on. I wait for my change to come. Now is my set time, my appointed time with destiny. I have arrived at Kairos moment, where all things are working together for my good, because I love the Lord and I am called according to his purpose. You are not on this platform by chance. You are not on this platform by missing. I come to announce to you, you are the called of the Lord. You are the chosen of the Lord. In this place right now here, God will make you. God will help you. God will expose you to you. Some of you here have lost your identity. You have lost your focus and voice. But God is saying, I will reintroduce you to yourself. I will reintroduce you to who you are. You are not a weak woman. You are not a weak man. You are not a failure. When you start a thing, I say you will finish. You are not an abandoned project. Kindly put your volume on mute. You are not an abandoned project. You are not a defeated one. You who they say will not make news. I announce the nations of the earth, your family, they will hear the news of your lifting. Your bounce back, your clap will be back. It will be louder. It will be glorious. It will be better than yesterday. Don't hold on to yesterday. Don't cry about yesterday. Don't wait for yesterday. Don't rest on the place of defeat. Don't stay there. Don't give pitch your tent at the place of defeat. I speak over your life. Your glory is yet to be seen. Alandayadai. Kings and queens will come to the brightness of your rising. Kings and queens will come. Kindly put your volume on mute. Kings and queens will come to the brightness of your rising. They will come. They will come because you are lifted, because you are moving, because you are honored, because you will rise. You will shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord, it is risen upon you. Shake off failure. Shake off fear. Shake off anger. No more anger. Please remove that bitterness from whomever hurts you. Shake it off, Kaladaya. Don't give them the pleasure of dictating your life's joy. Don't give them the pleasure of dictating how you will move. Shake off failure. Shake off anger. Yes, you started a business, it collapsed, but you are not a failure. Shake off the hold of darkness. Every hold over your life. Every hold over your destiny. Shake it off now. They don't have power over you. They don't have control over you. You are the child of the Lord. God controls you. He's bringing you. He's giving you that which he promised. Your hands will handle it. Your mouth will testify. You will eat the sweetness of the land. You will eat the good of the land. You will have the treasures of the land. It is not for some. They are not qualified, but you are. God will give you the big, the best, the baked bread, the fatness, la bronco toli, what he promised he will give to you. He Please put your volume on mute. Please put your volumes on mute. Please put your volumes on mute. Oh, God is saying to someone today, I am doing something new. Now it's time for the expression of it. Don't just hear it. Don't just hear it. Don't just hear it. It's going to become expressive. You will see the manifestation. You will handle it with your own hand. I speak to minds today. Now in the name of Jesus, I shift your mind from the place of darkness, from the place of sameness, from the place of smallness. And I say now, let this mind of Christ be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind of a champion, let it be in you, the mind of a warrior, the mind of a conqueror, the mind of a lifted one, the mind of the rich, Abaladaya, the mind of a great one, the mind of a whole one, the mind of the healed, not the mind of a dead person, not the mind of a defeated one. Now let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let it be in you now. Let this mind be in you. Huh? The mind of Christ. Let it be in you. Let it be in you. Let this mind 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 be in you. This mind be in you. Let this mind be in you. Rabeka tayada. Let this mind be in you. Reketeketekete. Labram baba 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 baba. Reketeketekataba. Leketekete zila baba baba. Rakataba la bagada. Legedegedegadabo. Ekataya tabaya. Abande kata zikata. Ikete ikatabala. Rakataba la bakata. Oh, the mind of Christ, this rich mind, this faithful mind, this glorious mind, come on, receive it. It is me, I carry the mind of Christ. It alters defeat. It alters fear. I don't care what has happened in the timeline of your life. I don't care what has happened 10 years ago. Lambrakata. I don't care what your background is saying. What I'm saying is what God is saying over you. You now carry the mind of Christ. You are lifted. You are above. Now carry the mind of Christ. You cannot be brought down. You cannot be disgraced. Who wants to shame you? Who wants to ridicule you? Lambrakata. The new has begun. Hey, kaladakata. I announce it over you. Begin to see new things happen. Hey, balandakata. What eyes have not seen. What ears have not heard, what has never been put in the heart of man, God says, I will do it for you. I call you by a new name. I give you a new identity. Abba la da ba la da ba la da. Abba la da da ba la da ga ba. Ebe re ge 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 si la ba. Roko to sa la da ga da. E ka ya da ga da ga da shanda la ba. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Hey. Something marvelous in my life. Oh, Lord, yes, Lord. Do something marvelous in my life. Something glorious in my life. Hey. Something lasting in my life. Today, do something marvelous in my life, something tangible in my life, something wonderful in my life. Oh, Lord, yes, Lord, do something great in my life, something lasting.
life. Ah, Lord, yes, I pray. Do something wonderful in my life. Something glorious in my life. Something tangible in my life. Oh, Lord, I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hey, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have seen my God's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, You have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, You in my life, I say, oh Lord, You have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, You are excellent in our lives every day. Oh Lord, You have been so good. You are so good to us. Oh Lord, You are excellent in our lives. Oh Lord, You have been so good. You are so good to us, Lord. Oh Lord, You are excellent in our lives every day. Oh Lord, You have been so good. You are so good to us, Lord. Oh Lord, You are excellent in our lives. 1 Samuel chapter 30, Kalabakatai. Oh, I feel the presence of God so strongly. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1. It's a long read, but I want you to hear this. Because we've been talking about the fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom. The Bible says that David and his men, they went to battle. And upon their arrival back home, there was chaos. They came and found out things had gone sour. They came and found out that their entire land, called Ziklag, was burnt. And their wives, all the women, both great and small, children were carried away. The city was burnt down. Their hard work was burnt down. Years of investment was wiped away. Time and effort was thrown to the soil by their enemies. They made a mockery and a mess of these people. The Bible says in verse 4, then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. Ah, what such evil has happened to us? Is this how it is that I would go and fight and my things are not secured? Is this how it is that I will serve God and now look at the kind of shame and ridicule? They took it all away from me. Oh Lord, why? His wives, his children, the wives and children of others were taken after these men were not sleeping in the house. After they did not fold their hands. They were doing something. They committed it to God. Some of you went to serve God, pastors, evangelists. You gave God, you sowed seed, you helped to build the church.
with your money. You prayed about that investment. How come this kind of thing has happened? You loved the man with all your heart. In fact, you were a submissive wife. How come he still threw you out? What happened? How come? And they wept so loudly, they had no more power to weep. The Bible says that David was greatly distressed. Just like someone is greatly distressed. In this pain, in this shame, in this predicament where David found himself, the people spoke of even killing him. Say, we followed God because of you. We believed in your God. What kind of man are you? What kind of God are you serving? And the Bible says they thought of stoning David because all the people's souls were grieved. Pain. Pain can make you make negative and wrong decision. Pain can make you make negative and wrong decisions. Kindly put your volume on mute, please. Pain can make you run away from God. Pain can make you throw in the towel and give up. Pain. And that pain, they thought of stoning David because they were grieved. Every man for himself. Every man for his own son. Every man for his own daughter. They forgot about anything. I am crying. I am thinking of stoning you. I am thinking of quitting because I am grieved for my own child, my own household. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. Not the God of another. Not the God of people. But his God. David had been a man that had experienced God chapters behind. He had understood that he fell in love with God. I love God. He is my master. I fear him. He is my God. He showed up for me. It was him that crowned me king. It was him that gave me even the wife and children they took. He is my God forever. I will serve him. The Bible says in that pain, he encouraged himself in God. He encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And he said, bring me the ephod. He spoke to Abita the priest. And when they brought it to him, verse 8, David went to inquire because he feared God. He went to inquire of the Lord saying, my father, shall I pursue these troops? They have taken away my husband, my children, my wife. It is enough for me to chase after them. It is enough for me to pray fire prayer and brimstone. It is enough for me to go and fight and curse and do all kinds of things and put a revenge for my betrayal. But I have come. Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Oh God. And God answered him and said, pursue, David. Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all. In the midst of your pain, my God, if you know that you fear the Lord, you must still be before God. In the midst of betrayal, if you are saying the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, you will apply it. By seeking his face, even when things are hard, even when things are down, even when there is no man and all around you wants to stone you and curse you, even when all has been taken away from you, this man David was a man God said, I have found the one that loves me. He loves me. He's a man after my heart. David showed what he means by God saying, I love you. Even at the lowest point of his life, David inquired of Lord because he feared the Lord. We have been on the fear of the Lord. It is the beginning of wisdom. He knew and he knows the God he has to cry to is the one that will tell him, pursue. He's the one that will go with him. He's the God that will say without fail, you will overtake. take and recover. He knows he cannot venture a journey without God because he will come to utter shame. I don't know who is afraid of God and has reverenced God to the point that every decision you are making has to be the yes God says. It has to be the no that God says. If you fear God, you will gain wisdom. If you fear God, you will gain wisdom 1,000 times much more. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom will keep you from mistake. Wisdom will keep you from error. Wisdom will make you to become a champion. 10 nuggets to understand. 10 things that David did that you must do. He kalambalanda katai, which he applied wisdom to. He says to us that David sought the face of the Lord. He feared God, therefore God gave him wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God will give you boldness and courage. You become fearless. In the next verse, we saw David getting up with a few of the other men. And he chased. He got wisdom. He had boldness. He had courage. Remember, he was gravely hurt. He was so broken. But when he went to God, he got courage. He encouraged himself in the Lord and God spoke to him. Now, strength came. Power came. Number 4, the fear of God will give you men that will fight with you. It will make men to gain strength again. Because David one more time got courage and said, God has spoken. The men around him came back. The men with him believed again. The Bible says 6,000 men also went with David on that journey. They went to assist him. He got back the loyalty of his men. Why? Because he inquired of the Lord. Because he feared the Lord. God gave him men again. Whatever man you have lost, whatever helper you have lost, when you inquire of God and you fear God and you show him your reverence for him, he will give you back men again in the name of Jesus. Number 1, the fear of the Lord gives you wisdom. Number 2, the fear of the Lord gives you boldness, courage, and fearlessness. 2, 3, the fear of the Lord gives you power and strength. Number 4, the fear of God gives you men to fight with you. You gain back your loyal advisories. You gain back your loyal army. Number 5, the fear of God gives you victory. As David went on that journey, he had already received a word from God. He says, pursue them, you will overtake them, and without fail, you will recover all. If you read further, because it's a long read, I would like for you to go back and study this scripture. 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verse 1 to 31. You will learn a lot of lesson on what a singular act of fearing God, what it can do for you. We have been on it now for quite a few weeks now. And I believe that we are applying it. The fear of God will keep you from making a rash decision. The fear of God will keep you from stepping out too soon. It will enable you, wait, inquire of God and hear what he will say. Because when he speaks, yes, he will give you the speed to accomplish. When he speaks, he will give you the courage and the boldness you need. Please put your mic on mute. I beg you. Number 5, the fear of God gives you victory. Number 6, the fear of God brings justice. There was justice that was served that day. The men that came and stole from David and plundered them, took the spoils, God made sure that David got justice back. Justice was served. Kali branko to zila bahai. E kalanga ta lebrenke te zila bababai. When you say, God, you are my first, I reverence you, I honor you. And you put God where he should be and you fear him. I'm telling you, for everyone that has been, that has shown you injustice, justice will be served. The fear of the Lord, number 7. The fear of God gives you a good and a kind heart. When they came back from that battle with so much spoils of war, some of the men said, we don't need to share with those who didn't go. David said, not so. We didn't get all these things. I did not win. We did not win by our strength. We did not win by our strategy. Second chance was not given. Victory was not given by who we are. It is God. How then can we refuse to show generosity? The fear of the Lord will make you become a person of a good heart and a kind heart. You cannot have encountered God, who you should reverence, that can make all things brand new and give you hope, give you recovery, restoration, and you still have a wicked heart. What then? What kind of God then did you encounter? You have come to a place where you do no longer see impossibilities, so there's nothing that should trouble you. The fear of God will change your heart. Because you can see Him bring your enemies to a standstill. You can see Him recover all things for you. Your heart must change. You must now become a generous person. You must now carry a kind and a good heart. You cannot serve God and think life is come to an end. You are helpless. No. When God begins to fix things, your heart too must change. The fear of God. It makes you, number 8, to be somebody that shows respect, honor, and love for others. When David spoke to the men, we cannot withhold for so and so. The Bible says that David gave to everyone who was left behind. Even to the older men. Even to the older men in the land. He did not just do it in Judah. He went to other sections of the land, far and near, and showed them the same kindness God has shown. He honored men. He respected men. He loved men. Why? The fear of God had changed David's mindset, had changed David's personality, had altered him entirely. He now respected men, he honored men, and he loved men. Number 9. The fear of the Lord made David to become an extraordinary leader. A man that was once down, a man that would have laid down defeated, found courage, inquired of God, and people continued to follow him. He could correct bad character, even from his workers, his members, even when they did wrong. He told them, taught them how to share and love. Indeed, he was an exceptional leader. The fear of God will correct inconsistency in your life in the name of Jesus. Number 10 points to learn from David, from this verse of scripture. He says that the fear of God, from what I saw, made David to have peace. He had total recovery. He was totally restored. He got much more. He had peace. Restored back to the land. Peace, restored back to the kingdom. Peace, restored back to the armies. Peace, restored back everywhere. He had total restoration. 10 points to learn. The fear of God. I pray for you today that the fear of God, the beginning of wisdom, will show these 10 expressions in your life in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to say, Lord, I carry the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord will bring my total recovery. It will bring my total restoration. I carry the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord will make me a leader extraordinary. The fear of the Lord will make me to respect, honor, and love people. I carry the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord gives me a kind and a good heart, a generous heart in the name of Jesus. Let the fear of the Lord give me justice. The fear of the Lord will give me victory. The fear of the Lord will make my loyal men come back, will make men to honor me again, will make men to stand by me. The fear of the Lord will bring me back loyalists, will bring me back helpers. The fear of the Lord will give me power and strength. The fear of the Lord will give me boldness. The fear of the Lord will give me courage. The fear of the Lord will make me fearless. The fear of the Lord will give me wisdom. I run with the fear of the Lord. I do everything with the fear of the Lord. I attack matters with the fear of the Lord. I make sure to inquire of God over every decision. Having God on my corner, having God on my side, I will not be defeated. Honoring and reverencing God, showing God His face over my life and affairs, I will not be put to shame. Oh Lord, I my children to serve you. My business, I will put the fear of God inside. My ministry will carry the fear of the Lord. I will not do anything rash. I will not do anything out of order. I will not do anything without honoring you, without reverencing you, without showing you you are first. Rakata lakata yadai. Rabeke delida ladai. The fear of the Lord will make me have an edge over my enemies. The fear of the Lord will give me boldness. It will give me lifting. It will bring my total recovery. It will give me my restoration. The fear of the Lord, it is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, it is the beginning of wisdom. I apply it in my business. I apply it in my marriage. I apply it for my children. I apply it in ministry. I apply it in my career. I carry Kalozila Kataya. The fear of the Lord. I reverence God in all things I do. La Brankata La Dayadai. Ebe Langa Zula Baraskete. In Jesus' name we are praying. I said to you the start of March, God says, teach my people to go back to fear me. Many people do no longer fear me. They don't tremble at my name. They don't reverence, neither do they honor me. They don't give me first place in life. How can I make them great? How can I give them outstanding results? How can I announce them? They are doing it by their strength. They are doing it by their wisdom. How do they know this is wisdom? It is made of, it is total foolishness. He says, the foolish things of the world, he uses it to confound the wise of the world. God is calling us back to the sacredness of how it should be. Where we bring everything before his altar. Where we bring all matters before his altar. Gaining the wisdom from above. Gaining the insight. If you have been following, you would have heard many things on the fear of the Lord. Please go back to the recordings. Go back to the recordings. Go and listen to them. Bring out your writing material right there. Just oppose side by side your current life. And if it carries the fear of God. Your business. Is there fear inside of it? Do I reverence God? I cannot shortchange men. I cannot change the weight of balance. The fear of God. Promotion comes not from man. Neither from the east or west, but from the judge of all. The judge of the world. The judge of us all. He's the one that lifts up a man. He's the one that raises kings. He's the one that makes a pauper to become a king. The fear of God. When you fear God, you will know that there's no impossibility with him. There is no limitation. Whether 10 years delay, he can turn it around. Whether there's a Red Sea, he can make a way. The fear of God. The honor of God. The reverence of God. The total submission to God. He will make sure that you have laughter, celebration, and beauty this year. In the name of Jesus. You will see the manifestation as you fear God. In the name of Jesus. Every chaos, everything out of alignment, everything upside down, everything your enemy has taken, lagada bagada, where they burnt down your hard work, where they ridicule you, God will cause a total restoration because you fear him, because you reverence him, because you honor him. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord that I have recovery. I have total restoration. I have promotion. I have greatness. My family comes back. We bounce back because we fear the Lord. There is a loud comeback. There is a loud bounce back. Bigger and better because I fear God. God will make a way because I fear God. God will open my door because I fear him. God will make me. He will announce me. He will make me a sign. God, he will use me, he will showcase his glory because I honor him, because I reverence him, because I give him first place. He will bring my head out of the merry clay. From this drowning water, I am lifted. La da da la da bahai. My family will not eat shame. Poverty will not pounce on us because I fear God. God will fight my battles. I will recover all, I will pursue, I will overcome. Take without fail, recover all. Because I fear God, demonic altars waging war against my life will be scattered in the name of Jesus. Curses and enchantment, divination, chains of darkness will be broken off. I bring somebody out of backwardness. Ah, Kalinda Katai, that torment in your dream, I shake it off you. That will not be your reality anymore. I break off the curse from your life because you fear God, because you honor God, because you have made God your first. He will make you, he will lift you above others, above your contemporary, in the name of Jesus. You will not see defeat, you will not see shame. Abarande kataladaya, wipe your tears away. Bitter tears is far from you. Ekaladagada, murmuring and complaining is far from you. Emptiness is far from you. Eating from hand to mouth is far from you. God will give to you bigger and better. Overflow, hit your life and your family. Overflow, hit your business now and your career. Overflow, hit your bank account. Overflow, hit your ministry. In the name of Jesus, every health going under, anyone plagued with sickness, by the power of the name of Jesus, because you fear God, receive total healing. Receive healing in your body now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you for coming in your mighty way today. Thank you for showcasing your power. We give you glory. We are saying thank you, Jesus, for lavishing on us great grace, for lavishing on us blessings. This week we are blessed as we step out in the name of Jesus. This month, Lord, our doors are open continually to bless. No testimony of wickedness will stand. We harvest mega blessings. Our greatness is not stopped. It's not caged, neither ambushed, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, for you have gone ahead of us to clear the way. You have gone ahead of us to turn things around. You have gone ahead of us to give us laughter and victory. Lord, we will return back with testimonies full. We will return back with a truckload of testimony. I decree and I declare over you and your household, you are coming back with testimony. In the name of Jesus, others will testify, you too will testify. You and your family are testifiers. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for you have done for us what no man can do. Receive praise. Receive thanksgiving. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. For in Jesus' name we have given thanks. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Victory is yours in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for giving God your time. Thank you for giving me to your time. The Lord will bless you in no small way in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless you to overflow in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for inviting people. Thank you for doing the work of the evangelist, for bringing people to come. Your reward is indeed in heaven, in Jesus' name. Have a fruitful day. Have a blessed rest of the week. I will see you again this same time on Friday. Do well to invite people. Bye for now. I love you all. Thank you so much. You are lifted. You are seated above. Bye-bye.